The council approved the municipal budget by a vote of 9-2, with many expressing concern about not enough investment in public safety. The budget includes funding for 2 police office hires for downtown walking patrols, although Police Chief Michael Wynn requested 5. Councilors Lisa Tully and Kevin Morandi voted no, citing the 5% tax increase for residents and businesses needed to support the $4.1 million budget hike.
Maybe we should be looking at cutting some things and consolidating some things, but I haven't seen that done here. So I think it would be a good time to start maybe looking out a little more for what we can really afford in this city.
The council had until the end of June to pass a new budget, which has been worked out in meetings over the past several months. Morandi asked Bianchi what would happen if the council sent it back to the mayor, who would have had to call a special meeting before July 1st.
So this could be not approved tonight and sent back to you.
Well, it could be, but you shouldn't do it, because it would be irresponsible unless you offered some recommendations for cuts, which you haven't done to this point.
However, the mayor's $9.5 million capital budget failed to get the necessary 2/3 vote. The council had suggested a $7.5 million plan. Councilors Jonathan Lothrop, Barry Claremont, John Kroll, and Morandi opposed borrowing the money that would fund improvements, which Bianchi read to the council.
Sidewalk repairs at the schools won't happen. The bleacher replacement at Pittsfield High School won't happen. And a number of other things won't happen as well. I can go on if you'd like.
The sticking point for those refusing to pass the capital spending plan was that it did not designate money to buy a new fire engine requested by the fire department. Councilor Kroll voted to send the plan back to the mayor.
Clearly, everyone here wants a fire engine, so let's get it in the capital budget.
Bianchi proposed 5 SUVs, also requested by the fire department, to respond to 3,800 yearly medical calls instead of sending engines, according to the mayor. Those were removed from the budget at the council's request. Those who voted to approve the capital measures, such as Councilor Kathleen Amuso, said they want to see a new fire engine and believe Bianchi can make it happen in the future.
He did take out the 5 emergency vehicles.
Yeah.
And
which I didn't agree with.
I know you didn't.
But this is a compromise, and I thought we were working together on this, but you want to play this out, feel free, councilors.
But I do think it could come to us before the beginning of next year's budget, and I'm voting for this because I don't want to put the other items on hold.
The city has about $2 million in state aid and money from last year's capital budget for road work, according to Public Works Commissioner Bruce Collingwood. Councilor Lothrop, who voted no on the current capital plan, says the fire truck, at a cost of roughly $500,000, could easily be added since the original proposed spending plan was near $11 million.
Our next council meeting is only in 2 weeks, and I think it would be hard-pressed to understand where any of these projects would be affected negatively for 2 weeks.
Councilor Anthony Simonelli voted to approve the capital plan.
I don't think it's just a fire truck that's the issue, and if it is, I think one issue is questionable in my mind, even though I think a fire truck is needed. But I would strongly suggest that anyone who voted against it set up an appointment and meet with the mayor and discuss it so that it can get aired out, so that time is of the essence here.
Mayor Bianchi says he plans to include money for a fire engine in next year's operating budget. After the meeting, the mayor said he is seriously considering whether to submit an altered capital spending plan to the council at its next meeting, July 8th.
We may not, get to attend to some of those projects, but that's yet to be seen.
The council could also reconsider its vote. Meanwhile, the North Adams City Council approved a $37.7 million budget. That's an increase of $1.2 million, but takes nearly 20 people off the payroll across city and school departments. It includes $600,000 in cuts and a revenue package that increases water and sewer rates by 10%. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.